Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first episode for December 2014, so it's the Pokemon Show.
Yeah.
And we've all been playing the third gen remake on the 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're probably just going to be talking about that for a while, but before we even do that, we're not going to be talking about our Nuzlocke, because Ryan, you had a bit of a...
I thought I was in serious trouble. I thought I lost the game altogether.
Bit of a kerfuffle.
Oh, yes. Wow, really?
Uh-huh. Dear God. But it turns out John stole it from me.
He's
hiding it.
Under my couch.
He's envious and jealous of how good I am at these Nuzlockes, so... he's now finally returned it to me, so... Very soon I'll be able to follow up with installments. Because I actually already was... By the time we recorded that one, I think I already had 4 or 5 gems down. So
yeah,
we could easily plug another one in here pretty quick.
Yeah, we were making some pretty good progress. I don't remember where we left off in our Nuzlocke discussion, but I think we were like pushing the hour and a half mark, so we decided to slam the brakes on...
We were 3 gems in. At least I remember I was 3 gems in. I know our paths kind of...
In Platinum version, the Hearthhome gem is like the third for you, but the fifth for me.
Yeah.
So... In Pearl version.
Mm-hmm.
So, me and Wes have talked about the remakes of the third gen here on the official show, which actually just posted at the time that we are recording here, so we're kind of...
Oh, okay.
John's ahead of the game.
So Ryan, let's just kick it off to you and your general thoughts.
Well, I'm a sucker for this. I think the third gen's probably my favorite gen of all.
Really?
Wow. I mean, I'm a big fan of this one, but still, that's...
I am not.
I know you guys don't like the surfing.
Right.
I think that there are some problems with it, and this new remake has definitely done a lot to address those issues, or just general inconveniences and things like that. But I'm a huge fan of it. I'm also a really big fan of what they did with the 6th gen. I think it's a giant leap forward.
Uh-huh.
They took everything that they did right with the 6th gen and then just applied it to this. The game looks gorgeous. It's great because I have played through this so many times. I feel like I know the map like the back of my hand already. So when they do have little differences here and there, little things that change, they stick out.
Can you think of any offhand?
Marville. Like Marville's
insanely different.
Yeah, it's,
The whole underground mall kind of motif.
They did a good job of centralizing. I mean, just because you know, you do so much breeding and trading, they did a great job of centralizing it all there. So you really don't have to fly to Lumios to get to the tower and keep the loop going.
Have you found a good place to just rack up the number of steps, though? Because I kind of miss that.
What do you mean rack up? Like just keep it going infinitely?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the camera automatically pans with you. If you move just south of when you walk out of the daycare center, you can loop around that way. Like there's a rock where you basically just push it left, and then once you'll basically hit the wall, stop, the camera will change, and then you keep going, and you're basically just going to do a big loop around Mallville.
Hmm.
So you're going to keep going that way.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have to change your direction, or can you just
set it and forget it?
Nice.
You're done. Yeah. Also, the big thing, I've kind of been getting into doing a little shiny hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole shiny stuff is a little overdone and a little overrated as far as...
You're not going to complete a whole dex?
I don't think
so. Shiny Pokemon?
No, but I mean...
You
just
don't think so it's still a possibility. Like, maybe.
I mean, it would take me like a decade
right.
to collect if this was the only game I played ever.
Well, you know, unless you send over your shiny amulet.
Yeah.
Which I think you only get after completing the entire Pokedex in X and Y.
Which I'm actually doing right now in
Good.
X and Y. I've got about 20 more to go, and I've collected all the legendaries needed, so that
well,
was
there, well,
easy.
I should put a caveat on that. There are certain Pokemon that you don't need to have in order to have a, so to speak, complete Pokedex.
Oh, yeah, like Arceus, Jirachi, none of those are
like,
required.
Yeah, the event-exclusive
ones.
Any
event-exclusive ones, yeah.
Because I'm still missing Arceus, I'm still missing...
Shaymin.
Yeah. The most Irish of all Pokemon.
If I go, I'm gonna name it like O'Malley or something.
But yeah, there are two Pokemon that I just have not been able to trade for, which is unfortunate because even though the game says congratulations, you completed this Pokedex, I know that I have not because there are just blank spots. Oh, and Mew. You don't need Mew to do it.
Was Deoxys an event only? Because I know it's supposed to be available now in this version. I think you're supposed to just be able to get it just your standard play.
I believe that Deoxys was event only, but he's one that actually... He's actually one of the first ones that I started... when I actually paid attention to events and started collecting Pokemon through events, he was one of the first ones I got, so...
Mm-hmm. I brought this up because I was going to talk about shiny catching,
yeah,
which this game has done a great job of improving. rather than trying to do it through like breeding eggs, you know, where you would probably need to do it 800-900 times on average just to get one, or rather than trying to do in patches of grass, which is just obnoxiously difficult trying to get the right patches, because I tried it for a little bit and I got one successful time in the hours I tried doing it, so it just seemed like a complete waste. This one, what they do now is they have this little creep mode that you go into, where if you catch something, you can pinpoint it and say, I just want to go after this kind. And it'll keep chaining them together. And it has the added benefit of also showing you whether it has special natures, held items, abilities.
Especially, yeah, moves, different moves.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's so much better. And also, it takes away the trouble of also trying to do, like, all of the fancy IV breeding and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, which...
Have you guys experimented with it all?
Yeah, I actually have used the little radar thing a few times. And, you know, when it goes off, I'm always curious to see, like, to creep toward it, kind of see, get some more information, see its nature, see if it's got a special move. The special move is the thing I'm looking for the most.
Yeah, same
because,
here.
I like to get Pokemon those types of interesting alignments. I used it to get my Surskit, which I talked about in the last show, the new Signal Beam.
Nice.
Right off the bat. Cut a Poochyena with Thunderfang that way. You know, there's a couple more Pokemon here and there that I've gotten through that method. Nothing really super notable. Skarmory with Metal Claw, which I don't know
that it learns
on its own. Because it doesn't have claws.
Stealing? Does it come with Stealing?
It learns Stealing on its own. I don't think it learns Metal Claw.
Yeah, that seemed different to me, so that was the one that I went after. But yeah, it's a really cool little mechanic that they've added to the game, especially for obsessive people like me who have already basically caught them all.
Yeah.
It's another way of encouraging me to go through the game and actually look for Pokemon that I already have, but maybe I'm going to want another one because it's got a special move. They're definitely considering longtime fans of the game when adding in mechanics like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also... it's just something really small they do. It's unlike the individual routes, the map for the routes.
Oh,
they have like the silhouettes, yeah. And it'll give you like the little crown if you caught everything. And goddamn it, I want that crown.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good when you get them all.
Yeah, sure does. I have them all, and I still want to do it.
Yeah.
Have you been using the experience share?
With great effect. If anything, it's a little too... Because, like I said, I have been doing some of this shiny hunting. And my team is about 30 levels. And I've been swapping guys in and out, too. My team is about 30 levels over the standard fight. Like, if I walk up to a random trainer, they're about level 35. My team is rolling around in the 60s.
Holy shit.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, but you've also been doing a lot of, like, crawling around and collecting and...
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, after every 5 battles with one, because, like, it'll always... For example, I've been trying to catch a shiny Absol. That's, like, my big prize right now. And the patch that I'm using them, they're always level 27. But... every 5th one is going to be about level 40. And then after that, it goes up to level 28 for 5 more. And then level 29 and 30. So I chained together, I think, 40 of them total. So each one I was killing was netting me about 2,000 experience. On top of a lucky egg of a Pokemon I traded. my catfish, Swampert, is now level 67. It's 4 levels away from me even not even being able to give it commands.
Nice.
So I'm going to have to swap it out for something else.
So I've run into a similar issue. Not nearly that quite as high level. But this is actually something that I ranted about on the official show. Because there's a guy that I completely called out on a different podcast. I bleeped out his name because... this particular person was complaining that the experience share breaks the game and ruins the challenge, which I don't think is entirely true.
Well, then turn it off.
Right, and he didn't want to for some reason. Anyway, that's that's a rant.
God.
That's a rant we've already been on. I am going to backpedal just a little bit and say that if you are being very thorough and actually crawling through the grass catching Pokemon, then the challenge of the game does diminish a little bit because you like I just beat to the 5th gym and I was 4, 5, 6 levels higher than the gym leader. I don't mind being higher levels than just the random trainers you come across because you know you're supposed to be on this this journey to be this excellent Pokemon master. It kind of fits in that you are, because you're putting more work in, you're getting better than these other people.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the same route. You're fighting pro-ams, basically. Right. I mean, you're supposed to be the champ. You're just fighting these rookies that are just kind of out doing their thing. They're camping.
Yeah, or, they're picnicking.
They're going for a swim, and you're like, oh, hey, you got a couple of, look at your belts. You got a couple of those. The ball's hanging off of it. I got a couple of these holes too. Let's fight.
So, but I kind of wish, if anything, I kind of wish the gym leaders would sort of level with you.
Yeah.
So that, you know, these other people who are actually supposed to be competent Pokemon trainers are actually presenting some sort of challenge to you. I'm not saying that I want them to be higher levels than you or anything like that. I think if putting a certain amount of work into it to get yourself to that high of a level... Mm-hmm. I don't want the game to just automatically ramp up. Like, oh, well, guess what? This guy's, you're level 35. Congratulations. Yeah, I'm making him at 40.
Yeah.
So there's a certain balancing that could happen here. But, you know, then, you know, the answer to that is to just turn it off. Or something that I did after I beat the fifth gym, I wanted to explore around a little bit more along the big loop that we've talked about in the past that happens in the third generation. But... actually, the narrative of the game, it allows you to skip certain sections of that. Like, hey, you want to go with me back to this city? And you can say yes, and it skips this whole, backtracking route that you need to do. So I decided I want to poke around those areas a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I switched out my entire team to entirely new guys that I had used a little bit before, actually. So now I'm going through this section of the game with Pokemon who are a little bit underleveled and working them up to... higher levels in order to have a wider bench of Pokemon, I guess, to choose from in particular situations.
Well, I mean, if you really want to get out of control with the experience share, or with just experience in general, like I said, I mean, for starters, you could just trade in your own team and get the natural boost off of that.
Yep.
But also, Polypers have, I think, a 5-10% chance to hold Lucky Eggs. Second I realized that, I harvested, 7 or 8 of them.
Nice.
Just using the creep, so you don't even have to kill them. Just find them and have a Linoone with Covet. Snatch them.
Well, who's in the
Speaking of which, I'm actually finding a Pelipper right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're catching
one. I'm going to catch it as my flyer, but...
Yeah. You actually... I highly recommend at least having a Linoone.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back and get one right now.
Because...
Well, when I was going to start doing my shiny hunting legit, that's going to be my team, because I'm going to have 5 of them there, just harvesting items. I mean, because the one that I have, and it even takes a little while to get to the level where they can, which you'll get rare candies off of them. You get Sunstones, you get King's Rocks, lots of useful items.
Yeah, and if it has that pickup skill. And then also, it's just really useful to have just an HM donkey. Just teach him all the HMs you need in order to navigate the world.
And yeah, so one of my team has Cut, Strength, and Rock Smash on it.
Yeah, mine as well. And you can also teach him Surf.
Yeah.
If you really need to.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, don't be a jerk, Pelipper.
Now, Wes, you were considering switching up your team.
I was. I decided to stick with it.
Yeah,
because you guys are using guys you traded from previous games. This is just guys I've come across.
I'm almost exclusively either using trades, because I have Greninja and Bagon who evolved into Shelgon. Is that a second form?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I also have the Pikachu that you receive as a gift, and I have the Beldum who evolved into a Metang that you receive as a mystery gift. And then the only guy that I'm using that is originated in the game
is your Trico.
Is Trico, who I guess is also given to me. Mm-hmm. And then also I sent over Deontay as well, who I'm probably going to add into the team when the rest of my team's at an appropriate level to throw him into the mix.
Nice.
So
I mean, I'm using a couple. Like this Linoone is one that I pulled from
Ralph. Is that a Volcarona?
I just threw it over because I figured I'd need a late game flyer, and it's got flame body so I can hatch eggs.
Yeah, it does. Pelipper, what the hell, you little dick?
Yeah. I always keep, Volcarona is a standard. There's always a certain set that I just keep with me. Yeah. Swampert's amazing because, especially if I'm going to be using Sweet Scent, which I... Another one that I actually did get from this that's not traded in is my Masquerain, which has Sweet Scent, so it brings him to the front, and then I just let Swampert Surf, Earthquake, or Rock Slide, which are all... hit all 5 at once. So it just makes cleaning up really easy. But yeah, other than that, my team's pretty good right now. Swampert, Sceptile... I put in a Vespiquen because it also has Sweet Scent. I'm using a Charizard to fly. Not the special event one. I actually traded in a Beldum before I even knew we were going to get it. So I have that there. And then, of course, my Lunin.
Yeah. And you could always, like, the only thing about the Beldum for the event is it has the Mega Stone, and if you're interested in that kind of thing, and it's shiny, if you're interested in that kind of thing.
What sucks about that is I'd already had a level 100 shiny Metagross.
Nice.
The difference is mine actually has a sweet nickname, so... You can't nickname the one that traded in.
What if you go to the name trade?
I already tried.
Yeah. You mean the one that you traded over from your other version? Or the shiny one that you're talking about?
The shiny one that you get from the event.
Really? You can't nickname that?
Nope. I tried.
That is the damnedest thing.
Yeah. I guess.
Well, no, I mean, the original trainer is, I think it's just called OT or something like that.
Huh.
I forget what the name, what is the name of it? I mean, if you have it there, you can.
I don't have it here.
Guess, I need a nickname for the Pelipper I just caught, and keep in mind, my theme for this round is candy.
Hmm.
So a candy for a candy name for a Pelipper.
Toblerone.
That's like a chocolate.
Whatchamacallit.
Well, there's saltwater taffy.
It looks like a saltwater taffy.
That's a lot of letters. Taffy.
Yeah.
What else? What else do we want to say about?
You wanted to say I was good at nicknaming Pokemon.
I like that one. You are very good at nicknaming Pokemon.
Thank you.
You can keep it up with this theme.
That is a fucking killer theme, by the
way. I love the theme. So good.
Did you guys get the egg from the hot water springs?
No, I did not.
I can't remember what it is.
Is this Togepi?
I thought it was Togepi. No, it's not Togepi.
In the third generation?
No, it's a Phanpy.
Phanpy?
Is it
really?
I'm pretty sure it's a Phanpy.
That's disappointing. I'll probably put it away. Anyway.
Actually, I already traded in a Togepi.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a sucker for it. It's one of my favorites.
Now, of my team, I'm actually using kind of like the reject batch of this game, and I'm fine with it, but not completely.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Maj Stomp. I'm using a Breloom. I got a Torkoal, a Loudred right now, which, when the frick does he become Explode? An Alakazam, and a Manectric.
Isn't it a pretty high level evolution for Explode? I think it's like 50 or something.
No,
like
it's not that loud. Far.
Not that loud?
Not that loud.
I don't know, I like that team. You know. It's also got good balance.
It's not bad.
Breloom is awesome.
I'm probably going to swap out Loudred eventually, but he actually is doing a lot better than I thought it would.
Hmm. Good story.
I hate you, John.
What is your team, by the way?
Do you want me to contribute to this, or do you want me to go sit on the couch and just ignore you guys?
I feel like the contribution is going to be equal. You're right.
the claws are out. I'm going to get my popcorn.
God, that would like hurt my soul. Ow. Wait, I don't have...
Pretty much who I already mentioned, Pikachu, Greninja, Grovyle.
What are you thinking of Greninja?
I am liking Greninja so far. It just picked up its dark type when it evolved into Greninja, and so far it doesn't have any dark moves. But that's it's kind of why I brought him along, is because I wanted to have that dark type as a balance out for the rest of the team.
I think you're going to want to use a different, like, everyone is really obsessed with Sharpedo,
uh-huh.
who is also a dark water.
I don't know why.
Well, I think there's a lot of things. Well, because there's going to be a lot of surfing involved in this. And Sharpedo's ability, I don't know if it's Swift Swim or something like that, but basically it reduces the encounter rates in water by 50%.
Okay.
I think you were also just outright faster. I think they included a speed mechanic.
Yeah, so you surfing surf does seem really faster right out of the bat. It does seem faster.
Yeah. I have a level 1, and before I traded it over, I put some moves on it. So right now it's got Ice Beam, Scald, and Thief. So,
oh, nice.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to get surf and be pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to building this one. Oh, and it gets the Mega Stone. So, yeah, you're turning this thing into just a shotgun.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So, what else do we want to say about this third generation remake? Anything else stick out to you?
Berries. The use of berries in this is kind of fun. They actually tell you the patches that are fully grown, which ones need to be harvested.
Oh, really?
They don't disappear, at least as far as I can tell, because I've left them for days. And, you don't have to harvest them within a certain amount of time.
That's interesting. I haven't experienced that. I haven't really messed around with berries since the second generation games.
Well, I've got about 60 Lepa berries, which is great because it's essentially an ether.
So
it's
nice. 10
PP.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I don't know. I'm really impressed with this game all around. I think it's so much fun.
So, is there a particular reason why it's your favorite generation?
Nuzlocking mostly, because this is the generation that really kickstarted that whole little movement of it. For whatever reason, I think it's just, I don't know. It has a lot of ones that I really like. For example, Linoon. I know you guys aren't that crazy about it, but I really think it is the Swiss Army knife of
There is a lot in this version that I do really like. I mean, Salamence was in this one.
He's the best.
Which was best dragon.
He's the best dragon.
Apparently. I like Torkoal. I don't know for the big deal. I think he's awesome. Fun little story. I was in the fifth gym, and I threw my Torkoal out against a... what's his face? The second form of slacking.
Vigoroth.
And I used Curse, and he cast Encore.
Well, that was dumb.
And next thing I know, I burned through all 10 of my curses and one-shot him.
Yeah.
So...
That'll do it. Nice.
He would not let me stop. It was just... Encore has ended. All right, Encore. What the fuck?
Well, you know, this generation has never been my favorite. I don't mean to say that I don't enjoy it. I still really like the game. But for me, it's never stacked up against other generations just because of some of the ways that some of the mechanics they use to construct the game. I've never been a fan of the plethora of HMs, which doesn't seem to be going away.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. That's one thing you would hope that they would have solved with this.
One thing that they did do was they kind of adjusted the way strength works to make it more fitting with the 5th and the 6th generations, to where once a boulder has been pushed to a certain spot, it's just going to stay there.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because, I mean, somebody else with strength would have to come along and remove it and
right.
put it back just intentionally to be a jerk and create obstacles for everybody in the game.
One thing that's been really irritating to me, though, is the places where you have to use Rock Smash.
Yeah.
And especially the route, Route 111 going north. I've been through that route a couple times, and each time I've had to always have someone that knows Rock Smash because the rocks just keep respawning.
Mm-hmm. Is that the route that goes up to the sand area?
Yeah.
Into the Mount Pyre?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a
bit Gabby and Tireback, fun fact.
Yeah, they sure are. And you know what? Thanks to that experience here, I will not have to fight them multiple times.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, goddamn, that... I mentioned on the last podcast as well, but I spent like 4 or 5 hours against them grinding so that I would not lose anyone in my Elite Four run.
You know what I think would be better? And I think what maybe... You said there was some tool bag out there that's got a problem with the EXP share.
Yeah.
What they could do is make it so that rather than giving all of your party members equal experience, which I think is what it does, right?
All the party members who didn't battle
get the same amount of experience as the one battling.
I think they get a little bit less than the one battling.
Oh. Well, then that would be my thing. Make it seem as though two Pokemon were in effect in battle, but then take that half and then split it evenly among the other five. So everyone just gets a little taste of the experience and then kind of gradually levels up. But the one up front is going to get the bulk. Going to get the lion's share of it.
I think that's how it works. I'm pretty sure that's how it works now. But
then this guy, I don't see what the problem is with the EXP share.
Yeah, I think that the EXP share is most useful.
I mean, because think about it this way. You could use O powers on a traded Pokemon holding a lucky egg with EXP share.
Oh my god.
And you're getting this giant multiplier of experience that breaks the game.
Uh-huh.
So who gives a shit?
But you don't have
to. Then get rid of all of them.
But you don't have to do it, is the thing. You can... And then, God, I'm about to go on the exact same rant that I did last week. But because when you organize your key items, it shows up at the top, the experience check. You can organize it manually and put it all the way down to the bottom, because one of his things was like every time he goes to his key items, he sees it. And it's right there in front of him, so it feels like he has to use it.
I register the useful things. I register the town map, and I register the bike, and maybe a rod.
And what else like the item finder.
You have 4 fucking slots.
Yeah.
What, are you going to register the SS ticket or something?
Speaking of the item finder, what do you think of the way it kind of homes? Have you used it much?
I haven't really been using it all that much in the first place. I think I like how every generation does it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I don't like it. I think some are better than others. Oh, you're gonna get your.
I just got to the part
and your where, mega thing.
I just got to the part where I'm flying around with Latios with Steven. In front of me. I'm like, this is like the gayest thing you've ever seen.
Well, you got a quick fight ahead of you, and then you're just gonna be gifted. Latios, depending on the version.
Really? They're just going to give you that legendary?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like...
They're getting so generous.
They really are. Like, here, this one is...
Well, Black and White 2 gives you the Cobalion before you're even, like, at the 4th gym.
Well, I think, that was probably the... Platinum was probably the generation that just started, like, gifting Pokemon left and right. Like, here, have yourself a Togepi. Have an Eevee. Just take them all. All the Pokemon.
And one neat thing I noticed, a piece of occult symbolism is the triangle. You know, it represents the four different, I mean, it's three sides, but it represents the four different elements, depending upon whether or not it's upside down or there's a line through it. And it also represents male and female. There's genders associated with it. And I noticed for the first time, because of how much detail you see in the Pokemon now in these newer versions, but the Latias actually has the upside down triangle, which is the symbol of femininity, while the Latios has the male version, which is the upright triangle.
Hmm.
Fun fact.
All right.
Just pointing that out. They're also pink and blue, so...
Yeah, they sure are.
There you go.
So there's that.
You got that going.
Give him a good nickname. I think mine's Gulfstream, after the world's fastest
plane.
Well,
think of a good candy for him.
Oh, that's right. Shit. All right, yep. So what were we, I don't know what we were talking about.
Well...
Oh, can I, one thing I did want to bring up.
Please.
How they pretty much included everything from X and Y... and then added a lot more stuff to it. And one of the cool things is in the bottom where it used to be your basically your GTS system,
mm-hmm.
your EV system where you use the punching bag super train.
Yeah, the super train.
And then the Pokeami. It's all there, and it's one third of what they give you now because you get the Dex Nav, which is sort mm-hmm. of like collecting everything.
Yeah,
you get
the radar.
Really awesome town map, which you can go into.
Oh, and then get the specific route breakdowns in there as well.
Yeah, and you can teleport to anywhere on the routes you want. You don't have to like actually teleport to the towns. You can teleport to different routes.
Oh, no shit. Like just like from the beginning of the game or?
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you can fly. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That is actually a really cool addition. Just to be able to fly to routes.
It tells you the trainers that want to rebattle you, which is cool. You get to see where all the secret bases are. And it's cool how like they're just, I mean, for me, they're just populating everywhere now. All these random people's bases. So you can just go in. Challenge whatever three they have ready for you to fight.
Hmm.
Yeah, like I said, berries. You can get the berries, and of course, Pokemon.
Do you get experience off of the ones that you challenge in secret bases?
And money, I believe, too, yes.
Nice.
You get a little cash. The other cool thing, this is so fun, is the BuzzNav. Have you guys used this yet?
No.
It actually just tells you what other people are doing. Like, whoever is recently connected with you... when you log into the PSS,
uh-huh.
it just tells you, like, it tells you the fights they're getting into, the names of their Pokemon.
That's funny.
It's kind of cool. And it's fun to know that your information is out there, too. It's telling, you know, everyone what you're doing.
That kind of reminds me of,
It's like Super Repels are big for so-and-so Japanese name. He got 99 of them.
Oh, God.
So you know what he's doing.
That kind of reminds me of a 3DS eShop game called Weapon Shop Deomase. Where the premise of the game is you are a blacksmith in an RPG.
Oh, that's like the Lemonade Stand game, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a similar concept, if it's the Lemonade Stand game I'm thinking of.
Or style game, yeah.
Yeah. But you make the weapons for the RPG characters come in, and then when they go out on their quest, there's like this feed of what they're doing on their quest, what they're saying, what kind of monsters they're encountering. And it's one of the funnier parts of the game just to kind of see how they're doing on their quest while you're busy, you know, making their weapons for them. But, you know, in this case, it's actually real people. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. And I haven't even sat there that long and seen what all they do, but, yeah, like what all information they give you.
Did we figure out a nickname? Did you come up with a nickname?
Oh, for...
Latias.
Latias or Latios?
Which ones? The blue one.
Latios.
Latios.
Hmm. Is there a blue candy? All I can think of is, like...
I don't know, just gonna name Airhead.
There you go.
Yeah, blueberry Airheads.
The best kind.
Any flies to Annie's got a head, so
yeah.
Any flies, he has a head.
You couldn't have come up with a better name.
Good. Scariest Pokemon on your team, dear God.
I'm gonna do a Nuzlocke of Pokemon without heads.
Oh,
just all headless Pokemon.
Like, I can think of Ditto off the top of my head that doesn't have a head.
Off the top of your head, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Fuck both of them.
All right, so you were talking about some improvements that they brought over from the sixth generation as well. Anything else you want to touch on there?
Not off the top.
No, I won't say
anything. No, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm afraid to talk.
I really don't. I don't know what else I want to talk about in this game either.
How long has this game been out now? It's a couple weeks, right?
This is the 21st.
Yeah, not long at all. No. So we're just getting our feet wet with it.
Yeah, and we're recording on November the 30th, actually, so it's been out for 9 days. So
that's crazy.
How much time have you logged already?
There's been idle time on here. There's definitely been idle time of just, like, sitting and doing other stuff while this has just been running in the back. That's not possible. 37 hours.
I don't know. That seems entirely plausible to me. I mean, shit, Well, no, I'm only at 10 hours. Never mind. 10 yeah. hours, 47 minutes. How about US?
Train a car. Hold on a second. I'm in the middle of Steven talking, and he won't shut up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care.
Are they actually doing something more with that character?
Blah, blah, blah.
Let's see, I remember him from the Nuzlocke. He was a character who just kind of showed up every once in a while, and he would occasionally give you something, and then at the end, there's like the big payoff that he's actually the champ. It's like, all right, but who are you? Who cares?
I'm at 12 hours. What were you, John?
10.
10?
10:47.
Got your beat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Suck it.
Just kidding. So, I don't know. Should we close it out there? Is there anything else you want to bring up?
Nah, I mean, I'm good. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to talk about later on.
Yep.
But, I'm good for now.
All right, cool. So that's going to bring this episode to a close. Next week is going to be the mini show, which will just be a free-for-all discussion of any random games you feel like talking about. Wes, I know you're playing a lot.
I picked up another game.
Oh, which one?
Shadow of Mordor.
Did you also... Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Are you also playing one of the Dragon Age games?
Yeah, Origins.
So not Inquisition. That's the new one,
that's
right?
The new one.
Right.
I'm playing Origins. I'm going to work my way up to Inquisition.
Okay. None of this is interesting to me at all, but I'm going to try to engage in the conversation anyway.
God, John, what?
Have you been playing any new games?
Do you have any to talk about?
I'm probably going to be talking a little bit more about Fantasy Life, which is a game I've talked about before on a previous show. Bayonetta is probably going to be on the docket as well. And probably Smash Brothers again, Pokemon again, and Captain Toad will be up by then. So I'll probably be doing a lot of talking about Captain Toad as well. So,
is that kind of Star Fox?
What's that?
Is that like Star Fox related or something?
No, that's the little Toad character from the Mario series. It's his own game. But in Super Mario 3D World, there are like these puzzle block levels that were just kind of side missions, and they made a whole game out of them.
How about that?
So, yeah. Because why not? So, Ryan, you want to preview anything? As long as we're on this little tangent.
I am going to tell you all about my new season I just started in NBA Hang Time. It's going really well.
That would actually be really fun. You should do that.
I'm crushing everyone with the magic. So,
very good.
Which is not happening in the current season. But that's for another podcast.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to that. So, until then, everybody.
So long.
Later.